This episode is sponsored by Famous Footwear.
Are we podcasting, you guys?
Are we podcasting?
We're alive. We're doing it.
Awake?
We're there. We're here.
We're also on YouTube.
I also took off my scarf, even though it's my scarf era, because I keep wearing the orange one too much.
I love it.
But I'm just not going to work for this.
One.
If you want to see these hot babes, you can go to YouTube, us there. You can also rate, review, and subscribe. That helps these two ladies out.
We don't know with what, but they
say it. Keeps the wheels on the bus.
That's
going
right.
Going round and round. Also, we're going back on the road. We have a brand new show. We're excited. You can go to imomsohard.com to see that. And also, you can pre-order our book, The Middle School Mom Survival Guide, which we're very excited.
Super
comes out
excited.
October 20th.
I got to pre-order mine.
I mean, I feel
Shouldn't
like
I?
We should get some for free, but I will buy my own book because I wear my own merch, and that's I am.
So I learned this thing that's a little bit gossipy, but I'm happy to go there, which is, okay, there is one of the Real Housewives just released a book, and it's a New York Times bestseller with a dagger. Like that little, do you know what that means?
No.
It means they suspect they were like bought in bulk from multiple sources. So they're trying to force their way onto the New York Times. And we just want to be New York Times bestsellers.
Like
so
legit.
Just go out and buy it,
so
ladies.
So you're saying,
if there's a dagger behind it, they don't think it's legit.
They say that she bought her own book.
Well, you know what? Okay, listen, if you want to send us message, we love to get them, and it could be a mom box on one of our episodes.
That's right. Tell us what you're doing, what you're cooking, what you're wearing, what you're thinking.
Yeah,
things that are funny, things that are heartfelt,
that were skinny.
No criticism. Can't handle it. Can't.
Yeah, you know what?
Very weak.
You know, I know they're like, you're not supposed to talk about people's bodies, but if you want to give us some, like,
what?
You're not supposed to look.
Are you inviting people to give us tips about our bodies?
I'm inviting people to give us compliments.
Okay,
only
thank
compliments.
You. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because I don't want...
If you wanted to say like, oh, you're too skinny, I'd be like...
You stop.
You don't...
Stop.
Yeah.
Don't.
Stop talking dirty to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when somebody's like, you're getting too skinny, quit it.
I know.
That's not healthy. And nobody's saying that to me. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Over here.
So Jenny, I am very excited to, I'm going to jump in.
Okay.
I am 100% sure you saw this, but I feel like we've got to talk about it.
Okay.
It's probably going to be here and gone by the time this comes out, but I still think it's such a fun, quick thing that happened in the news. Did you hear about the couple who got engaged at the top of the needle of the Empire State Building?
No.
What? Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh, hold on.
Is that what started the whole meme thing?
Oh.
Because
how have you not seen this?
No, I'm going to show you. All of these memes where people are like at the top of the needle.
On July, I believe it was July 2nd. How do I even know that? That's crazy that I would just be able to pull that from my brain. Okay. July 2026, they climbed this couple. Climbed the Empire State Building, the antenna, before dawn. This couple of assholes who are so attractive, named Angela Nicolau and Ivan Berkus, who are the most gorgeous people you've ever seen, fit as fiddles. She's dressed as Batgirl. She's got shoulders for days. Are they
like Russian parkour people or something? Okay.
And they are, it's super dangerous. But what they did is they got into the Empire State Building the night before, hid, slept there, climbed to the top of the needle. It is the most terrifying and alluring thing I've ever seen at the same time. And then they fly a flag, and this flag is like blowing in the wind. And they've got a camera. Like, it looks like, you know, like in movies when they go around 360.
Yeah.
These people, it's like mess. I get scared of heights.
I'm picturing it, and I shouldn't, because I got a little woogie.
I'm gonna show it to you. I want you to see it up close, because it's insane. But these assholes get down off the needle, and then he gets on one knee and proposes.
I will tell you that there was one time that I was at the Stratosphere in Las Vegas, and I got on this roller. No, was it a roller? No, it was a thing that like shoots you straight
up into that?
Yep.
Oh God, I
and
just
then back down.
You did?
As I was doing it, I was like, This isn't even fun. It's so scary.
People pass out doing that. It's my favorite TikTok.
It's honestly, it's like once you get up, you can't see that there's anything below you. Cause it's like,
I don't think it's good for you.
You just see yourself hurtling towards the pavement. That's all you.
I don't understand why anybody would find that fun.
I love it too. When somebody passes out and then they wake up screaming and then they pass out again. It's so delightful. But it's not fun.
Well, here's what's funny about this thing. First of all, this is such a grand gesture and it was such a like, it's so sexy. Like she's looking to
get a ticket or something though.
Oh, they got arrested.
Oh, okay.
But they're so rich. It doesn't matter. They're beautiful and they're rich. They're beautiful. They're rich. They're fit. And they're totally engaged. And she got a big old fat rock.
All right.
And they come out and it's like, you know, they're like professing their love with it. And by the way, the flag completely comes unraveled. And like, just if I did it, I would for sure drop the flag.
I'd come unraveled.
One end would go down and it would not work. And then I would break up. There's no shot of me and my husband even going up a certain level of stairs.
I keep picturing it and I almost barf.
I literally, the best is when you listen to the cops from New York. They're like, yeah, we got a couple of idiots decided to climb the antenna of Empire State Building. I don't know what he's intending to do. God, he's getting on one knee. What an idiot. Like it's New York at its finest.
I love it.
Now this happened the night before. Taylor and Travis's.
Oh, they're trying to one up my couple?
I don't know.
Now I really I don't like them.
Listen, all I'm saying is I feel bad for anybody that was going to propose at any point. Yeah. That weekend needs to be off the calendar. Yeah. Like any dude that's like, I was just going to take you to
Chili's
and I had a nice $40 bottle of champagne that's just called champagne.
Yeah.
And now I'm really thinking maybe I shouldn't.
Sparkling white. Yeah.
And every woman's like, seriously, they were on an antenna of the Empire State Building. And this ring, it's a half a carat.
That's incredible. Wait, are they from the U.S.
No, they're not. She's Russian. I'm not sure where he's from, but they live here now. But they go all around the world and they do these huge stunts.
Okay.
Which I won't watch.
I think I've seen. They make me sick to watch them.
They make me people, so worried that my kids are going to watch them and then try to do that dumb
by
shit.
By the way, people die doing it.
They die doing it all the time.
Yeah.
People die trying to take selfies at the Grand Canyon.
Oh,
you
God.
Think I don't think about that every time I go to the freaking Grand Canyon? I'd come 50 feet from the edge and there was a railing at one point and then there wasn't. And I also have done hikes where I got up to a certain point and I'm like, nope, I'm done.
Yeah.
I am not going to Devil's Bridge. You guys, I'm turning around. I don't care who you are right now.
I could bring a selfie stick, my own lighting, and I'd still look shitty. I don't care how grand the canyon is behind me.
I'll Photoshop it in, y'all.
Smart.
I'll green AI screen that shit
yeah.
And keep my feet on the ground.
And then I did see all those memes where people were AIing themselves like with their dog.
Yeah. I mean, it did generate a ton of buzz. And it's just incredible how they just look so like fine. And all I think to myself is like, I wouldn't want to poop in public, so I'm not doing that.
It would just
be the ugliest version of that.
I know that when I actually do like, what's the like rock climbing where they like you wear a thing, like a harness thing?
Carabiner. I've seen too many movies.
At like a wall, you know, like a rock climbing wall.
Mm-hmm.
No,
that's why I'm worried. Like if we ever get the chance to be on Amazing Race, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to be like, no, Jen, you do this one. It's a puzzle. And then they're going to be like, well, Kristen now has to do this second one. It's going to be walking a tightrope between two buildings, but they've got you secured on a rope and then it's over and we lose. And we're first out and I'm mad. You know my biggest
fear? When I watch somebody tightrope walk, whether they're harnessed in or not, I'm scared they're going to fall on their crotch. I feel like that is going to hurt. Like
yeah, but not as much as a cranial drop to the ground. Come on.
You would pass out. I think you would altitude drop would make you pass out, lose consciousness.
This is a terrible conversation.
No, I know, it's terrible. Why did they have to do that? Just give Taylor Travis their dang day, okay?
Well, I don't know. Man, it's funny that they did time it on this date, but then we know that July 3rd, everybody was like, is she getting married at the MSG?
Yeah, There's a lot of, I mean, I don't know.
Texting between Jen and I.
Between Jen and I had multiple text chains going, speculating with others, like people sharing articles.
Are they gonna, is this a decoy? Is it a watch party?
I thought it might be a decoy.
1,000 people at this wedding. By the way, we don't have any intel that you guys
we
don't have.
We didn't get invited and
ruined. Look, here's the thing.
Who didn't she invite?
Us.
Katy Perry and us.
Blake Lively.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
That to me feels like whatever happened with that must have been pretty serious, because I don't think that Taylor Swift is a grudge holder.
No.
And the whole thing was they invited 1,000 people because they did not want to have a bubble, which most people do. And I think that was really cool.
I saw this interview.
They're like, we want to invite everybody that we want to invite.
I don't want to have to evaluate my relationship with somebody.
Just if I've...
Like, are they second tier? They're just coming, you know?
Which is kind of like, I'm like, Eric Stone Street made the cut and we didn't make the cut.
Because they do, he does the charity for the Chiefs. There's a bunch of celebrities that were on Travis's list because
we're from Nebraska. And we root for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And we have been really solid fans of hers for a long time. Shepherded this relationship from the start.
1,000%. No one has been more supportive of those two than us.
And Jen has gotten weird about it.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I had dreams leading up to the wedding that I was helping them. This is how
that's the truth.
Delusional.
She's not even invited. No. She's the help.
And I was like, I wanted to prove to them that I wasn't being opportunistic. I was being supportive. So I was actually taking pictures of them with other people and never got a selfie with them. And it was like,
I would never even need a picture. I just want to be there.
Oh my God.
I want to do the chicken dance with all the famous people.
Are you kidding me?
I want to at the bar with Selena Gomez.
Travis's dad. I feel
Travis's
like
Travis's dad would be super fun.
That guy, I'd be in the
Silver Fox.
I'd shotgun beers with that guy in the parking lot. Like, I just feel like
there's going to be a bunch of football buddies.
Oh my God.
High fiving and just. I'm going to bring an air fryer.
I'm on that dance floor with those backup dancers.
I want to bring a tacky gift that would be in line with what I would actually bring as a gift and say to Taylor, like, you're just a girl, man. I know you want this.
Yeah.
Like,
I think you got to go handmade. I think it might matter to them. Even a weird ashtray, I feel like they'd appreciate.
Yeah.
Like,
we had the weirdest wedding gift that we got. Did I say this before? Either my aunt or somebody sent us this picture of like a married couple and an angel that is embracing the couple, but
that
it
was
doesn't
me.
Look. No, it was not you, asshole. And it does not look like an angel. It looks like a dude. Oh. And it's like an embrace.
God's watching you do it.
Three people in this picture. And the caption was like, you should always invite someone into your bedroom. And it didn't say that the person you should invite was the Lord. It just was like, basically the whole thing without that last line was try threesomes. It really works your marriage.
Well,
and Colin and I were laughing so hard. It is so super Christian and Catholic that I was like,
please glorify God on your wedding night.
Yes, please have God between you. Invite Jesus into your bedroom, not just the devil. And I'm like, well,
the Lord is going to put on some spicy music for
you.
My
mother's going to hate this part of the podcast.
Well,
she's going to be like, your Aunt Janice sent that and you made fun of it. When you're someone who finds yourself working at home, and now we do, a lot of us are working at home, every space is used for something other than what it was intended for. So sometimes the coffee table becomes your desk. Sometimes your kitchen table becomes the homework spot, so on, so forth. Don't even get me started about what our kitchen island looks like. It's where we fold laundry. Hulala Home, they have created pieces that are luxury, that are functional, and they meet your aesthetic and your practical needs. They're all in one. The Veritas 360 rotating standing desk, woo! There's three memory presets for different users. There's built-in reminders to stand and move. There's a 360-degree rotating side desktop for extra workspace, and it's designed for flexible family living. Go ahead and use code IMOM12 for 12% off. Visit hulalahome.com to learn more.
Well,
yeah. So I feel like Taylor's got to get some weird presents from just people that know her.
Yeah.
She would love it.
I think she would. You know, she's going to have quilts and cross stitching. Fans, we know this, Taylor, because I'm Mom So Hard fans have sent us the kindest, nicest stuff.
Can you imagine
ever.
What she's getting? She's probably getting like quilts with like needlepoint with her face on them.
Are
just
you
like,
kidding me? Yeah. The craziest
and I,
kindest
I heard,
stuff.
Guess who officiated? Adam Sandler.
This is what I don't agree with. I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
Oh.
But they're just new friends.
I think they've been friends for a while because he's got that New York thing, but maybe not. Also, I just think he's like, we didn't know our officiant. We got him real fast because I was pregnant. But he was a wonderful man. You know, sometimes they don't know you so well, but
yeah.
But he
was surprised by that part of it. That was the one, like, I've been defending Travis against being bro-y since day one.
Bro-y
and I was like, there's
an understatement.
Nothing more bro-y than Adam
oh my
Sandler
God,
officiating
that
your wedding.
I would want him to wear Adam Sandler clothes and officiate my wedding. You want to talk about pissing off my mother? That would be, that'd be one step too far.
Well, he did a movie with Travis like a couple years ago, but I guess his daughters are huge fans too of Taylor's.
And I think he is kind of like, he's becoming our like soothsayer. He's like, I don't know. There's something about him that feels so fatherly and so warm.
Yeah.
And just his acceptance speeches that he never takes seriously and how much he's in love with his wife. And he also gives his daughters so much shit.
Yeah.
He's like, he let them write a speech for him that he was accepting in a Gotham Award. And the girls wrote this speech and he's like, yeah, I'll let you write this speech because finally you'll be doing something other than going to fucking Lululemon every weekend. Like, I think he's like an ultimate dad. I'm a big fan of that choice, but
okay.
I can't wait to see what the inside of Madison Square Garden look like because there's no way that's going to make that look like
a dream.
Dream.
Just a Taylor album threw up in that place is what it's going to be.
They
it's
said there's like all these corridors and all these like, my God, what a waste that we weren't there.
We would have loved
that. We could have shared a car.
We could have shared a room. We could have shared a seat, honestly.
We wouldn't need anything.
No.
We would have been a buzz for 2 days.
I would have been a waiter at that thing.
Well,
honestly.
They would have known. We would have gotten busted. They would have kicked
Stop
us out.
Stop drinking the drinks and pass out the drinks, woman.
Ma'am, you're vibrating. Yeah. What is wrong with you?
Well, this is the speculation. Did I send
this
to you?
No, please.
That people think that it's going to be released as like a doc.
Yeah.
And I hope it is.
You do?
Because nobody wants to share in Taylor more than her fans. I mean, that's the whole thing is that you feel
she's our royalty and you can say whatever you want.
Yes.
They get married in public.
And I don't think for her it would be a money grab. I think it's like, you guys have been a part of this journey.
Yeah.
Here's the only way I can actually share it with you.
They donated $26 million.
Fuck yeah, they did 13 and 13.
Yeah, baby. And they didn't just do it. They did it smart. When she donates, she is very, very intentional. So she goes to like a specific food bank or a local book drive where $1 million, it blows their budget. Like it shows impact, which then leads them to be able to fuel other donation areas. So she's really smart with her money and she's like a good person. So I hope, man, I heard she wore Christian Dior. Somebody leaked a photo. There's a lot of AI out there.
I've seen
one photo leaked and they're going to find that person and that person's going to get in trouble. And I hope they do because that's bullshit. Give her her day and let her release what she wants to have.
What she wants to.
Seen. And that's the whole reason she did Madison Square Garden because you told me this and it made me feel so sad for her is that she has to be careful.
Yeah.
That she has to protect
literally
like, drones and weirdos and
like, people want to hurt her because they disagree with her.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, and they also, when
but
she...
But he won't let it happen.
No, he won't. I guess he'll jump in there and
beat the shit out of him.
And then they'll kiss and then so sloppy.
It'll be like, you know what? I'll do anything for you.
Look at my thighs. Okay, because she was... Remember, she had part of the Eras tour. She had a date that she had to cancel or postpone because there was like
threats.
Literally terrorist threats. So you're compiling 1,000 of the wealthiest, most influential people.
I mean,
the security has got to be so high. No, yeah. I mean,
there's we saw stuff. We saw laymen got to see what they did actively for security,
right?
But we didn't even get to see. Like, what's the other stuff they got going on?
Where they're confiscating phones or checking them in.
Is there literally a force field around? Is there, like, NASA crap that's not even approved yet that they got to do that?
Well, I think they were smart. Usually I'm like, come on, let an adult bring a plus one so they're not by themselves. But they were like, no plus ones. And I think there was probably a security vetting thing.
How do you feel about plus ones?
I see.
If you're married?
No, I think it's embarrassing to not be able to bring a date. Like, you, there's a reason it says like Jen plus one on your invitation.
Or
you don't have to bring somebody, but if you're gonna, like, you're dating somebody and you're going to be sad or embarrassed to be there by yourself and might maybe not know anybody.
I've got a weird thing about it. Two things. First of all, I feel like at my wedding we had a buffet, so it would have been fine. Plus one isn't going to kill anything. But I do think there is something to the idea that, like, you might not know the person and therefore it's the most intimate day and you're meeting a stranger. There's a little bit of that that I can understand.
Yeah.
Like, you're at your wedding and, like, your friend brings a dude and he's gone in 3 months. Does it matter? I don't know. Like, yeah, I will say that there was somebody in my wedding that was in pictures that they're not in the picture anymore. And it bums me out when I see the pictures. Like, this was a person I would have appreciated not being there.
Well, there, I mean, there's also that. I mean, you can have family that's not going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's.
But there's also, if you don't allow plus ones and you're being strategic,
they'll hook up.
There'll be a hookup. And I think every good wedding must have an unexpected hookup, even the second wedding,
I will tell you, if I'm on anybody's list, I would probably not go rather than not bring a plus one.
But you wouldn't get married. You wouldn't get invited to a wedding now because you're married, right? So, like, they would never just invite you and not Britt, right? That would be, that's like against,
so.
That's like, that's not like, man, when you get married, they come along, you know?
Whether you want them to or not.
I'm like, Colin, you know I have my dance space. You have your dance space. We both kill it on the wedding dance floor. But together, we're not as powerful. So you do your left side of the room. I'll do my right side of the room.
Yeah. I guess I get why they did it.
Monet.
For security reasons. Like, I 1,000% get that. But so her option was to do the smallest thing that you can possibly do.
Or the biggest thing you can ever do. And there was a little part of me that I was wondering, is she going to open Madison Square Garden to, like, super fans and have that fill full of people? And she's actually, like, there's a decoy and they're actually doing it in the Hamptons, like JFK Jr. style, like,
oh,
where they were in a barn with, like, 11 people and it's, like, super sexy.
Oh, but
like,
they would, like, televise it or something?
Well,
for
they
the
would
fans?
Televise the, they would hook up.
Oh,
look, I'm just thinking outside of all
that
science.
That would have been cool.
That would have been kind of sexy. These micro weddings are really cool nowadays, where people are throwing a lot of money at a smaller wedding. I think they're really neat.
But
if you have macro money, go for it.
I mean, people are desperately trying to criticize the way that they did it. And there wasn't going to be a way that they could do it, not get criticized, by the way. But, like, the city is not very busy in the summer.
It's hot as Hades. They have a heat stroke right now, or a heat.
Yes,
heat
we know
they're all having heat stroke
from having done a show in the city
during
the
summer.
Most people are someplace else when you're in the city.
Also, it's perfectly New York. You're going to get exactly what you get, which is nobody's ever happy anyway.
Yeah.
For only the night the Knicks won is everybody happy. But if you're inconvenienced in the middle of New York, just have your wedding anyway. People are going to get pissed off no matter what you do.
Totally. And I also sort of feel like you forget how many people that wedding employed.
Oh, like the entire, did you see the fleet of black cars?
Oh, the cars, the catering, cool. All that. I mean, it's amazing.
I love just
watching.
So many
people got to work that night and were happy.
Man, like, just to be like a cater waiter and you're like, they won't tell you. Okay, so.
my tray would be shaking so bad.
I don't want to bring myself into this, but I've mentioned this before. When I was real broke and a young 20 something, I did cater waitering and I worked for Wolfgang Puck and they were like, you're going to be a bartender at an event. We can't tell you what it is. Ooh. Go to this location. They take us to a location. And when I tell you they searched me and my purse, they opened my tampons. They opened the tampons to make sure there was nothing in the applicator of the tampon. And I was like, what? So then I was like, we must be going to like a political dignitary or something or else. And they had to like all the wands and stuff.
Wow.
Then they had us go to a tent where they literally gave us a uniform to put on and they watched us put it on. And then they got us in a car and they had a host in each car take us to this location. I'm like, where the hell are we going? And we go and it's J-Lo's wedding and she did not want anyone taking pictures. And evidently paparazzi have these little tiny cameras. They can put them in all these different places.
Yeah.
So I go in and like just randomly I'm in front of Jennifer Lopez as she's getting married. It's her most private moment. And I was like, what am I doing here? She was so nice. Her family was so nice. Everybody was having a good time. But you know, celebrities, they have to work really hard to get any kind of privacy.
Right.
And you don't, she gives us enough. She gets to have her night. She gets to have her night.
Oh my gosh. I wish they would make a documentary about that night. Oh, that's all I want.
How much is that going to cost us?
Wow.
Look, just roll camera. Oh God. Jen's eyes just glazed over in a fit of hope.
Because I'm thinking I think I'd be happy for the last 30 seconds. I'm telling you.
Here's what I know.
That's all I need.
You know, they're on the dance floor and they're doing fun group dances. And every now and then he just grabs her around her waist and like lays one on her. And it's that code is
that's not what I thought you were going to say.
Wait for later. What'd you think? He was going to lay on her?
I thought you were going to say every once in a while she just grabs his crotch.
Dirtbag.
And that's why, that's why they don't want cameras in there.
That's why Taylor's Taylor.
Because they're going to get dirty.
Taylor's Taylor and we're us. It's like she's going to just reach around and just give him a nice nut
hey,
cup.
He's used to it because he plays football and they do that all the time. It's an expression of love. I want to just look.
Let me see those wedding photos where Taylor's wearing like $1 million dress by Christian Dior and she's just...
She's got a cigarette hanging out of her.
She's doing all the things she finally wants to do.
She's wearing some New Balances because she's man. Like
Christian Louboutin hurt after you dance for a while.
6 a.m. after her.
I have been to many a wedding where the bride end up really hammered and like is like they're like she's in the bathroom. She's a little sick because like the whole thing is the groomsmen steal the bride. That was a big thing when in young weddings.
Oh.
And oh my God, the parents would always have a fit and they were like, Brian, you bring her back. And then the bride would come back like all
make
hammered.
Her do shots and stuff.
Yes. At a local shitty ass bar in her beautiful wedding dress.
Hilarious.
And maybe I went too. And maybe I also barfed, but it's not
as
charming.
And by Brian, do you mean Kristen?
Maybe. by Brian, it's Kristen. Kristen, this is your 11th wedding. What the fuck? Yeah. Listen, if you've been a bridesmaid as many times as me, there's many stories to tell.
Yeah.
I think I'm at 11 and a half.
Eat your heart out.
14 dresses. I'm like 26 dresses. I'm like, come on. But I did do 11 in like 3 years. It was wedding season and I almost went broke.
That's pretty. Yeah. They are very pricey.
Hey, Jenny.
Hey, Kristen.
I don't know about you, but I always feel like back to school sneaks up on me.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. I lack planning and productivity, but I'll tell you who has my back is Famous Footwear.
Heck yeah.
And you know what I love is that I can buy my kids shoes they like, and I can buy myself something too, and it doesn't break the bank.
Well, Famous Footwear makes it easy to get ready for school with great shoes at great prices. We love Famous Footwear because it is one-stop shopping for us because it has my daughter's sizes, my son's sizes, my husband's sizes. The whole family can get their shoes there. And they have so many different brands that like meets everybody's style needs too.
Yeah, and there's 800 stores. So your local Famous Footwear is always nearby. And they have all the brands like Jordan, Nike, Adidas, Birkenstock, New Balance, Skechers, and more. So you can always find what you want and what your kids want and what your whole family wants.
And right now it's BOGO. Buy one pair, get one half off at Famous Footwear. Shop in-store to get $10 to spend this fall. Some exclusions apply. Plus, join Famous Rewards to get our best benefits, including free shipping. Shop back to school at your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Join Famous Rewards for benefits like free shipping, pick your own BOGO, and reward cash. Some exclusions apply. Did you see a copy of their invitation?
No. Okay. Is it the scarf or the...
It was like a painting thing.
Oh.
It looked like a foresty scene. And
Yes, I did.
It said one night, July 3rd, Manhattan, because they didn't want to release, you know.
Where else would it be?
Like, I mean, literally, it could have been anywhere. She could have just flown everybody out.
She could have literally...
The moon, if she wanted to.
A block of New York City and said, let me have every single apartment on this block.
100%.
Which is kind of dope.
And I did hear, okay, so what was the thing I was going to, I don't know how they like, did they say no presents or like they, donate they don't the
want
presents?
Any, they did not want any gifts. They made it very, very clear that no gifts. And like, I think they're going to donate everything. And they donated beforehand as well.
I want to know what was borrowed, what was blue.
We're going to get all
old,
that.
What was new. It's driving me crazy.
We're going to get
honestly.
All that. And also,
I want to know what Stevie Nicks sang.
Oh my God. Did you die when you heard that?
No, I knew it was going to happen. Part of the reason I wanted to be at that wedding was because I knew Stevie was going to be there.
That's too much for you.
Sabrina Carpenter karaoke'd at the reception and stuff. Like, it was everything you could imagine. And
I'm
more.
At the guy's table. I'm having scotch with George Clooney and whoever else was there.
Oh my God.
I just want to be with
everywhere
Sandler.
You looked, I would have like, I would peed a little bit.
This is why we weren't invited.
I would have needed one of those bags with a catheter because every direction I looked in, I would have been so excited.
I also wouldn't want to miss anything. So I'm like, I'll just poop in a bag.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss anything. There's so many famous people here. Everybody's so beautiful. I wonder if everybody else was like, you're really famous and you're really famous and you're really famous. And just like bonered out over each other.
No other room in the world where everybody's like, oh, wow, I never thought
But then you have like Taylor's like friend from high school. Then you have like Mama Kelsey and you have like,
and there was an aunt, one of her aunts or one of Travis's were all drunked up spilling the tea and the paparazzi afterwards was like, how was it? She's like, it was just wonderful. It was just like...
Wow, we had a few drinks, and I just want to say...
Drinks are free. It was an open bar. I don't know. This is a fancy wedding, okay?
These people, I don't know if you know, but they have a lot of money.
But it was anything you wanted to order. They had...
There were some really good-looking guys
blenders
in there.
Going.
Yeah. You know, I might be in my 50s, but I still got a little blush on this rose.
And the food that they had, when they're like, what did they have? She said everything. There was steak. There was donuts. There was cake. There was whatever you want.
Do you think they had those mints? I need Taylor Swift to have butter mints.
You know they're going to be the little heart with the tea or the leaf on it.
Just eat them until I got like literally needed to have like an extraction from my colon.
There is
a staple at a Nebraska wedding. It is those fucking mints. They're the most delicious thing. And then you get like, grandma's like punch bowl and you'd get like either a shitty plastic cup or like once in a while they'd be glass.
Oh yeah.
And my mom would make me drink it right there and put the glass down. I wasn't allowed to like
lime sherbet, lime sherbet punch or something. I doubt they had that at Taylor and Travis's.
But I bet they did. Somebody's doing like buttery nipple shots. Somebody's like,
oh,
they're knocking them back. They're not just having like French 75s. They got to have some tacky shit.
Whatever
there, man.
Anybody wants.
I bet Jason Kelsey took off his clothes.
I hope so. I hope
God,
so.
Who hooked up?
It was a down.
Who hooked up?
Oh.
So many.
So many people I would love to.
God, I would have like, geez, just it. Everybody probably feels horned up because everybody's so pretty.
This story went out too. Now I'm all over the place, but. That she had four bridesmaids.
No, she did not.
Not true. Yeah.
She had her brother.
But the, it was her man
brother,
of honor.
And Jason was his man of honor.
Yeah, which I
good
love.
Move.
Totally love. But I had heard that it was going to be Selena, Gigi, her best friend,
yes,
Abigail.
We'd heard this too.
Wait, who's
the friend from high school?
Abigail.
Yeah.
And then
Selena, Gigi Hadid, and
Ashley Avignon. I didn't. Well, neither, none of them were. So
none
we
of them were us.
Anybody in there? Yeah.
None of them were us.
Unfortunately, none of them.
We could have worn a nice taffeta dress.
Kristen plays guitar. We could have done something on this.
That's exactly what Taylor wants. Is me singing Mom Camp with the four chords I know.
I can do a strong bat wing liquid liner. So
I think everybody needs that person at the wedding. The person that will do the chicken dance that
yes,
isn't too cool.
That's us.
I know those assholes are on the floor doing that.
Snowball,
I believe in it.
First, yes, 100%. It is your job.
It's your job. Keep the love alive. We have one blanket in our house right now that everybody steals and everybody wants all of the time, and it is the Lola blanket. Let me tell you, this thing, it's between me, my son, my husband, and my daughter, and our two dogs. We are always fighting over this darn blanket. It is so soft. It is so cozy. It's oddly comforting. It like just squeezes you in all the right places. It's also not overwhelmingly hot, which I find to be a very interesting thing about a Lola blanket, another reason to love it. It's ultra soft luxury faux fur with signature four-way stretch. It's machine washable with no pilling or shedding. It makes your space feel cozy and elevated. And with over 20,000 five-star reviews, I get it. For a limited time, our listeners can get 40% off select Lola blanket products with code IMOMSOHARD at checkout. Just head to lolablankets.com and use code IMOMSOHARD to get 40% off your order.
I heard that the glam squads in New York were overwhelmed. Okay. They had so many offers, were getting pulled in so many directions to do hair and makeup for people that you had to book them for a full 24 hours in order to secure somebody to do your hair and makeup. So some people flew theirs in from wherever they lived whatever with them. But if you were trying to get a local, it wasn't happening. You had to pay. So basically you had to pay 24 times.
Just an hour charge?
Or hour, 2 hours, whatever. So,
like, what's an average of, like, $200 to $400? No, for, like...
Probably, let's say $500 for your makeup. So I bet they had to pay, like, $10,000 for...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Also, you know that... Here's the thing. They did such a good job of keeping it under wraps. Like, nobody really... So it makes me wonder, like, how did they get that out without everybody telling, other than everybody just loves her and wanted her to have her day, so they kept their lips?
I hope that's it. I mean, they probably...
Or they gave them 24-hour notice, and they were like, it's here.
Well, they said Manhattan, and they said evening gown.
Every hotel, you know. Yeah. There's celebrities staying out at the airport. Like, God damn it, I didn't get a room in time.
When they said on the invitation, one night, I don't know, it must have had the date, Manhattan, July 3rd, it's great. They said one night, you know, because you're not like having everybody to all the things, no brunch the next day, whatever, because you could get the RSVP, ask them to send their hotel, and you would never need to tell them where it was. You just send the car to pick them up. And then there's never an issue of like leaking it.
Oh, right.
The only people who know is car service, who can sign like an NDA. That's not rude to them.
And they just go pick them up.
Yeah.
And take them there.
Yeah.
And it's never confirmed that way. Even if there's all this suspicion,
you
know where it's going to be.
Yeah.
You could,
you don't
theoretically.
You don't need anybody to like be a good actor if asked a question, you know? Like, yeah, I can see Donna Kelsey locking them up when she gets stopped by paparazzi. Like, but it's not.
I don't know, man. I think she's a vault. I think Dad might be a little loose-lipped, but I think she's like, don't ask me questions. She's like, nope, I don't know.
This tells me that you haven't completed Traitors yet. Kristen, you haven't completed Traitors yet? Oh, gosh darn it.
Did you just tell me?
I didn't. No. I didn't.
I'm only on the second. And I'm also trying Love Island.
Oh, yeah.
Have you watched that?
No, I don't know if I can.
I'm watching it with my son. There you go. Send your thoughts and well wishes. It got so weird the second episode when they started making out. And I'm like, I don't think this is the show we're going to watch. Finn. Yeah, we'll watch true crime.
Exactly.
Some violent murder is better than watching these people French kiss at nauseam.
Okay.
Why did I just jump off Taylor and Travis?
I don't
and
know,
onto-
but I want to say something too about how I don't know why my son thinks he can listen to rap music that's got swears in it with me in the car. I'm like, sir, you be decent. You do this behind my back.
Yeah.
I'm not listening to a I'm not listening to this with you. It's too weird.
Yeah.
I got to act like I'm not hearing.
This was me.
Shaking my tatas.
My son is, everybody's talking about Love Island. My son and I need a show. We need something that we can do together.
Yeah.
So he's so cute when we do cuddle and watch something. And we've always found a show. We didn't have a show for a little while. And I was like, he's like, I want to watch Love Island. So we started it. For 45 minutes, are the outfits a little bit? Yeah. But they're nice to each other. There's not like catty behavior.
Okay.
It's nice. And then out of nowhere, there's like, stand behind this door. If the person that wants to be with you is behind the door, you guys can share in a luxurious kiss. And I'm like, but we're not even an episode in. You don't even know these people. And when I tell you, Jen, it looks like they're sucking each other's tonsils out of their face. I'm like, someone's going to lose air. And I'm
How
next
do you
to my
make
son.
Out with somebody while you're in a tiny bikini? My things would come out. All my stuff would pop out. I can't. And him too. I couldn't do that.
I look at Finn. I go, don't you ever be on this show.
Don't ever.
So now I'm doing what my mom used to do is like one time I was up for a commercial about herpes and she's like, don't do that commercial. Everyone will think you have herpes.
100% they will. I would. Yeah.
I'm like, how much does it pay?
I know. You know. That's what I tell my son. I'm like, if I ever hear you repeat this language.
If you talk like that in front of anybody else, people will think I'm a horrible mother.
Yeah. I was like, in front of your friends? Sure.
Nope. I say, don't let me see. Oh.
No. I say, I go, if I ever hear about you talking this way to your friends, you're in trouble. If I hear you talking this way and another parent hears you, you're dead.
You're dead.
Because you've just ruined your reputation, son.
Speaking of, I had, I just remembered this from the 4th of July. So my husband, if you're in marketing, my husband is your goal. He's your, what do you call it? Mark.
Yeah. He's your
demo. There's no one that will fall for an end cap or fancy language about a new product. If there's a new Oreo, Colin's like, oh, like he is the person you're going for. Marketing goes towards Colin Sweeney.
Okay.
So Colin brings home Smirnoff Ice.
Okay. Red, wow. They still make that?
Smirnoff Blue for the 4th of July. Literally, I see it and I'm having like verps of going to like Sigma Chi when I was like 19 and like barfing and I'm like,
is it white?
And so we put them in a cooler and we put them on the table. And then we were about to go, we went and worked at the party.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, for some reason I said, I got a blister. And I was like, I got to go change my shoes. So I went to go change for my second shift and I got home and I just timed it right where I got home and Finn and four of his buddies came home and those very fun drinks were in the bin on the table. And I thought to myself, am I a moron to leave these alcoholic beverages out? And I go back and work at this 4th of July party. I've never known Finn to party or anything like that. I was like, yeah, I think that's me being dumb. So I turned back to go back into the house. And sure enough, one of the kids was holding one because it's so colorful. And he's like, what's this? And you can hear me going, put it down. That's alcohol, sir. And then I went, I was like putting the fucking Smirnoff Ices back in.
Yeah.
Cause like, you know, they're going to make some, there's
Soon
temptation.
There will be
there's temptation and then there's dumb temptation. And then there's just aiding and abetting impulsivity. And I was like, I'm going to try to, I guess my long winded point is I'm not sure where what we're getting out of Love Island, but it's a lot of conversations about what not to do.
Well,
I'm taking all the love out of the island, okay?
I know what I would be getting out of Love Island.
This is me.
What?
This is disgusting. Don't be like this.
And yeah.
I've ruined
Unless
it.
You're 24, 25, and again, just don't tell me about it, okay?
I don't want to see anybody I know on Love Island.
And please wear a full coverage suit,
Jeez.
Okay? Because we don't know what can happen.
Also, just like, the girls are seemingly nice, but if you start your monologue with like, I love waking up in the morning in the splits, I just don't. It's just not faring well.
It's hard to compete with.
But this show is so popular.
I know.
Everybody loves it.
It's a phenomenon. It truly is.
Smartest people I know are watching it, and I'm trying. Maybe it's not best with my son. I'm not doing great. This is why I like to watch Taylor and Travis.
I know. That's why we need the distraction. You'll be happy to know if you are fatigued of my... I'm good.
I think I'm good too.
They're married. That's what I wanted. Got the love story.
Got the punctuation at the end.
I don't want to deep dive what it's like. I'm going to speculate that it's just hot, steamy, a lot of thighs butts.
You want to speculate about that. You just don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. And then... God, please let them have babies. Please.
Rumor has it she wants 4 to 5. That was the room. Now listen, I'm thinking, yeah. You got that as the of course.
And I think she can go in. She can pay for twins too. She can be like,
whatever.
Let's make them all stick here.
I just want her to have a happy, healthy life with babies,
and then I'm available to babysit. That's all I'm saying.
No, she's not done. She's not jumped off. Well, the second Taylor finds out, she's going to be...
No, I'm going to give it a rest.
I'm going to give it a rest too.
But I do. I love them. And I'm glad that they shared their love story with
us. This love story is a good one. The Empire State Building people.
Lame.
Just fucking way to go.
Thirsty. Pick me. Come
sexy.
On. Sexy. Yeah.
And I'm all over the map, you guys. But I think we podcasted.
I think we podcasted.
Pioneer.